After speaking at length about the resurrection, he aptly points out its truly remarkable nature. He says, "Not only is it astonishing that our bodies first turn to decay and then are raised again, or that the bodies which rise again after decay are superior to the ones we have now, or that they advance to a much improved state, or that each person recovers their own body and not someone else's. But what's truly astonishing is that so many things, each beyond human understanding and imagination, happen in a moment or in an instant." To further illustrate the swiftness, he says, "in the twinkling of an eye, or as quickly as one can blink." Also, because he had proposed something grand and awe-inspiring, that so many momentous changes can happen so instantaneously, he provides proof by referring to the trustworthy character of the one who brings it about, as follows: "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." The term "we" is used not to refer to himself, but to those who are alive at that time.